Be a hot afternoon here, obviously, and a few more to come before this heat breaks. Temperatures near 90, heat indexes above that through the day today. If you do have outdoor activities planned, whether for work or for pleasure, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. That, of course, goes for you cyclists as well out there. And many of you, we hope, will be participating in the big fundraising event September 18th in Vicksburg during bike-friendly Kalamazoo's third annual fall bike celebration. It's called Ride for a Reason, and it will benefit quite a number of nonprofit organizations here in our area, including one we're going to learn a little bit more about right now, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Pam Blodgett represents JDRF, and she is with us this morning to tell us more about the organization here on WKZO. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to have you with us, and happy that you're part of this Ride for a Reason bike event in Vicksburg. Tell us a little bit about the foundation and why its work is important.
Yes, well, thank you first for allowing me to talk today. Juvenile Diabetes is a organization, the largest global organization to end the JDRF to end diabetes, type 1 diabetes. There's a difference between type 1 diabetes and type 2. Type 1 is the one where your pancreas actually shuts down and you do not produce insulin. And so this is the largest organization, started in 1970, and very proud to be a representative from there.
And this is a particularly devastating affliction for kids, I would imagine.
Actually, of all ages. Mm-hmm. I think the name is very misleading, juvenile diabetes. Actually, more people over the age of 18 have been diagnosed than under the age of 18. So it affects us all ages, all types, all demographics. It does not discriminate.
Pam Blodgett is with us from Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, a part of the big multi-charity ride rolling into Vicksburg on the 18th of September. And what brought this organization to the table for this big event in Vicksburg next month?
The reason why this is so important to me is because of my family connection. My first son was diagnosed in 1994 under the age of 2. We had no family history. We had no idea. And then fast forward 2006, my second son was diagnosed. 2010, my third son. So 3 out of 4 of my children were diagnosed with a disease that we had no family history on. In 2015, at the age of 52, I was diagnosed. So this is very close to home, and living with this disease for 25 years, I was a mother of type 1 diabetics, and then I became a type 1 diabetic, and so it totally changes your outlook.
And your support can help this organization and many others through the Ride for a Reason event in Vicksburg, part of the Fall Bike Celebration weekend, this event on September the 18th. And Pam, where can we learn more about JDRF and ways to support this organization even beyond this big event next month in Vicksburg?
Yes, and so all you do is go to jdrf.org, and it gives you all the information about us. Also, my sons and I also do a ride to a cure. So it's a 100-mile bike ride, and that one is ride.org. So that's for our ride. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get ways to reach us.
Outstanding. Well, the Ride for a Reason again takes place September 18th, 9 a.m. till noon, during bike-friendly Kalamazoo's third annual fall bike celebration. The ride starts and ends at the Vicksburg Community Pavilion next to the historic village, and you can learn more about the ride at fallbikecelebration.org. And Blodgett has been with us, representing Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and thanks so much for sharing your story with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure to have you with us on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.